All right, let's stay calm, okay? You're fine, Tom. You're fine. Just relax.
I'm relaxed. I am perfectly fucking relaxed.
He glared at Logan, eyes blazing.
You want me to kill this kid? I'll kill him. I'll do it. I'll do it. Is that what you want?
I don't want that, Tom, no. I don't want anyone to die. Not him. Not you, and certainly not me.
Fisher scowled, looking the detective up and down.
You think you're clever, don't you? You think you're so smart, but you didn't see me, did you? None of you saw me. Watching, listening. That's how I knew when to get the kid, Connor. And this one. He took one of my cats. So I followed him, and I watched.
I don't think I'm clever, Tom. No. Far from it. If I was clever, I'd be the one holding the knife, not you.
Exactly. So back off. Do you hear me? Back off!
I'm backing off, Tom. Look. Here's me backing off.
Logan said, raising both hands and shuffling back a few paces. Sinead sidestepped out of the DCI's path, and then took another shuffled sideways step that brought her out of Fisher's immediate line of sight.
The thing is, it's not me you have to worry about. It's the marksman.
What?
Windows, Tom.
Gesturing to the panes of glass at either end of the room.
Direct line of sight, wherever you go. If they think you're going to hurt the boy, then they'll take you out. They have to. They don't have a choice.
Fisher's gaze went first to the window behind Logan, then turned to look at the other window a few feet away at his back. Sinead shuffled a step closer, staying white.
Bullshit! There's no one there! You're lying!
I'm not lying, Tom. I wish I was, believe me. Like I said, the last thing I want is anyone dying today. But I'm afraid that decision is no longer in my hands, son.
Logan indicated the window with a thumb.
It's not even in theirs. It's in yours. You've got the power here, Tom. You're the one making the decisions.
Fucking right I am. Fucking right, I've got the power!
I'm glad you understand that, Tom. And I'm sure you appreciate the responsibility that goes along with it.
Fisher's face contorted, his eyes narrowing.
What?
Well, decisions have consequences. And unless you're careful, one of those consequences is going to involve you getting shot through the head by a police sniper.